This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. You know, I'm human. I talk about my humanness and what's going on in my life quite often. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, mild form. It's clearing up, thank God, because of my vegan diet. However, when I received this diagnosis, a mutual friend of my guest and I's today suggested that I have at least one session with my guest, Barb Segura. And that was 3 months ago. And my life has changed significantly for the better in many ways. The most important way is that I'm feeling better than I have felt in years. And I believe that that is in combination with the work I'm doing physically and the work that I did with Barbara. And we are truly honored to have Barbara with us as a guest today. Barbara is, I'm going to let her tell you what her path is with the Mystery School, but she's part of the Mystery School, and I know that's probably a mystery to many of you. She is a teacher, a shaman, a leader. She has several different degrees and several different certifications, but most importantly, she's here to show us how to empower ourselves. And with that, I welcome you to Soulful Living. Barbara?
Hi, thank you so much. And that was so nice of you. Oh. My pleasure to be able to see you a couple months ago. You're such an awesome person.
Well, thank you. And I thank our mutual friend, Ann Burns, who sent me an email immediately when I posted about my recent health concern. And she said, you need to see Barbara right away. And although you and I had met in early, you know, about a year ago, briefly, and we, you know, we talked about getting together, never made it happen. And so I thank Anne for making that happen. And
yeah,
and enough about that. First of all, let's talk about your involvement with the Mystery School and what the Mystery School is all about.
In a few minutes. Okay.
You can do it.
Well, I was, by education and avocation, I worked as a therapist for many years. And one of the things, and I have a degree in psychobiology, so I was working in therapy, but I was always very cognizant that, you know, our physical health was really an impact on our mental health. But as I was working with my clients, I began to really notice that for many people, the problem for them was a spiritual disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they just lost that aspect of themselves. So I started this many-year journey in trying to find out, how can I help people with this regard? I mean, how can I give them practical, applicable tools that they could really use to manifest in their lives, but also to really maintain an ongoing and growing connection with their spiritual side? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking and I looked at many different paths and things, and I came across the Mystery School. And so I took some of the classes, which was my pattern. So it wasn't unusual for me to do this. And as I was learning and recognizing what they were teaching me, you know, our gut tells us when something is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we feel it on that intuitive, energetic level. And what they were saying made so much sense. And on top of it, they offered this amazing path that allows us to really tap into that part of ourselves. So that, because we can't just, you know, and you brilliantly pointed out earlier, you know, how we are in this mind, body, soul, spirit, body, we have to look at all of it.
Yeah.
So our spirituality impacts our physical health, you know, and all of that impacts our mental health. And so we can't just look at one piece of that puzzle. We need to be able to heal all of those pieces. And that's what I found. So when I was working with the school, that all of a sudden, here was that missing piece, right, that
mm-hmm.
I could bring to my clients and help them actually, you know, transform and reach that level of happiness and joy that we all deserve to be in that place. Then a fairly dramatic thing happened. My son, who'd suffered from major depressive disorder, and had been told that it was a neurological issue, he's on the autism spectrum, but he'd attempted suicide at this point. He was around 22, and he attempted suicide 12 times.
Wow.
So that was also part of my motivation to try to find something that would really work. Mm-hmm. And I took him to one of the instructors that's like me now, and healers in the school, because, you know, you have nothing to lose. I tried everything. Remember, I'm a therapist. So I took him to her, and she did a healing that took about an hour and a half. And that was 10 years ago, and he hasn't suffered from major depressive disorder or attempted suicide since.
Wow, that gave me chills from head to toe. You know, I don't know if I ever shared with you my journey, but just very briefly, 25 years ago, my son was injured in an accident. He was 2 years old, and the physician, chief of staff at the local hospital here, had said that he would never regain more than 65% mobility of his arm. And somebody... I say coincidentally with quotes, you know, with my finger in quotes, coincidentally stopped at my house who happened to practice some ancient healing modalities. And don't you know, let's fast forward 25 years, and my son has 95 to 100% mobility of his arm. In fact, he had that within about 2 months after the surgery. And he's a chef at one of the finest restaurants in Detroit. So I believe, and I know that the listeners believe, in the power of these ancient healing tools. And
right.
I'm so happy you found that with your son.
And, which is the perfect lead-in to the school, to talk a little bit about the school. It's called the Modern Mystery School, but it has a 3,000-year-old lineage. Mm-hmm. And many of these healing modalities, the majority of the healing modalities, actually come out of King Solomon's temple. So it's been an unbroken lineage of teachings and healings for 3,000 years, you know, brought forward. And up until, there's 7 mystery schools on the planet, 6 of them are closed to the public. This is the only one that's open to the public. Now, when I'm mentioning mystery school, I'm talking about lineage mystery school, not someone's version of, ooh, I'm going to call myself a mystery school. Mm-hmm. So these are the lineage, you know, ancient teachings. So we know they work because they've been being taught for 3,000 years, and it wouldn't have continued if it didn't actually work. Mm-hmm. So that was also one of the things that really caught my attention with the school was, one, of course, that there is this miraculous healing of my son. And I thought, well, I want to really learn more about it. And then as I started to understand the lineage of the teachings of the school, the school is not, you know, religious, it's spiritual. So within the school, there's healing modalities and then, you know, classes that help us connect with our spirituality and just enhance our life. There's many, many classes. And the more I did it, the more, you know, passionate I became, because as I would learn these healing modalities and then, you know, work with my clients with these, I was seeing miraculous results. And I know you've heard a little bit about that. And yet, the really important part is that these are very empowering. So these healing modalities don't require me to work with you forever or for me to be your guru or anything. These are designed so that you can use them for yourself to empower yourself and heal yourself. And that, I think, is really such an important aspect of this.
Well, and as I was reading about the Modern Mystery School and your work, you know, not just with the school, but also with the Universal Kabbalah, I came across a couple of paragraphs that said, the path of the initiate. What does that mean?
The school is a path of initiation. And this was referenced a lot, if you've ever read any like Alice Bailey or Madame Blavatsky, from the Theosophical Society, the path of initiation. In initiation, we really want to connect our mind, body, spirit. We want to have that full flow and all of those parts connected. So when we do a physical initiation, it essentially taps into our spiritual DNA. It connects it with our physical DNA, and it opens up.
Hey, it kind of looks like we have a little bit of a connection breakdown here with my guest today. I was chatting with Barbara Sequeira of the Limitless-Light.com, and we were talking about the Modern Mystery School. My awesome producer is going to bring Barbara right back with us here in case you're listening live. And we're really talking about how you can empower yourself through the teachings of the Mystery School. And Barbara was just talking about how these teachings were over 3,000 years old, brought to us directly from the lineage of King Solomon and right out of the King Solomon's minds. You know, her and I both shared some similar experiences that we had with our own children and how we were able to facilitate a space of healing for both of them. And it's been an amazing process. And I had the opportunity to work with Barbara earlier in the year. And I encourage you to visit our page and look up her links and her website. So, as we move forward with this,
okay.
Barbara, that's really awesome. Okay. So we were talking about the initiation process and why a person would want to consider the path of the initiate with the Modern Mystery School.
It opens up our ability to receive more light, to receive more information, to really be able to fully embody these. And initiation has always been a part, of course, of shamanic tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Native American, we go through vision quests. And, we in most of the traditions, we talk about it. But I think the simplest way to think about it is really that being able to connect fully spirit, soul, mind, body, and make that connection light up, happen, connect all those different aspects of ourselves. And that requires us to do something in the physical to connect with the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call initiation. So it is always called the path of the initiatory path for that reason.
And, I kind of look at it as shamanic teachings have been around since the dawn of time, right? I mean, indigenous cultures have shared these various teachings since the dawn of time. And when I think about the initiation, I love what you said too about it's the light that's pouring out of you, So when I think about initiation, I think of it as there's a light switch that goes on. And it goes on in every cell of your being, body, mind, and soul. So I really appreciate that aspect of your work, and I thank you for that. And you have a program. So you call it Empower Thyself, and it's really designed to help you maybe release some of the, I use the word negative again in quotes, right? The negative aspects of the ego that are maybe keeping you stuck, would you say, or held in place?
Yeah. So the you within the school, I'm going to back you up just for a second.
Perfect.
In the school, the first thing we do usually is a healing modality called the life activation, and the life activation is the one that it was done for my son. Okay, that's what we call it, and that one begins this process of lighting up our DNA, because we're only using about 3 to 10% of our DNA. So the life activation lights up the potentiality for the rest of our DNA. And when that happens, it starts to open up our contracts. Who am I? Where did I come from? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Because so many of us have this sense that there's something else we're supposed to be doing. Even if we're very happy and successful, we may have this underlying sense there's something really important possibly that I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be your contract with God or your contract with your spiritual self that you had probably agreed to before you manifested into the physical.
Well, and
can
I just interrupt for 1 second? When you talk about something, powerful that you're supposed to do, that doesn't necessarily mean being the president. It could mean just showing up in a small, what many would consider a small way, like healing your son.
Exactly. or even opening up that part of you that's a gifted artist, you know, and you haven't actually been able to fully express that. Mm. So the life activation starts that process of sort of what we call opening up the possibility or the potentiality, and then you start having these little awarenesses and aha moments, and you can start shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you start making better decisions because you start having a better awareness of who you are and where you want to go. Then, you know, as you do that, and that was my experience, then I thought, well, I want to do this Empower Thyself class.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the Empower Thyself class, and that was hands down probably the most transformational thing I did, because in that class we did, as you mentioned, we looked at these negative ego blocks and how they affected us, but more importantly, how we could eliminate them, how we could get them out of our lives so that we were no longer being controlled, so that we, with our will, could control our own actions rather than having, my favorite quote is, until you bring the subconscious and the consciousness, it will control our life, and we will call it fate. And that's from Carl Jung.
Mm-hmm.
So Empower Thyself really is that aspect of it. But it goes more than that, because we give actual practical daily tools you can use to help heal yourself, protect yourself, and continue to grow in your connection with your higher self or the divine self within you.
And is there an opportunity for others, if they chose to be more actively involved in the Empower Thyself program, to maybe share it with others and teach it themselves?
I now teach it. So I took it back in the day, and then I was so impressed with it, and then I continued. I went to Healers Academy, because we offer a whole, for those people that are drawn to do healings, I went to Healers Academy,
mm-hmm.
and then I did that life activation, and I was able to do some other healing modalities in addition to the life activation.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I continued on, at one point I was guided to become a guide, and then I was went to school also to learn how to start teaching the Empower Thyself class. Currently, the Mystery School has guides like myself in 46 countries.
Wow.
And
that's,
then, of course,
amazing.
All through the United States, which is one of the beauties of the school, is that if, you know, let's say someone's in Detroit and they take some of my classes, but now they move to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. They can continue on, because there's probably an instructor and guide in one of those areas that can help them to continue with healings and teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, we have sort of headquarter locations in Japan, Toronto, London, South Africa, and Brazil, where they run the very, very major programs where you could, you know, become a certified healer, life activation practitioner, or a guide like myself, mm-hmm. and be able to actually teach the Empower Thyself.
Mm. And that's amazing. And listeners, again, you can find all of Barbara's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. There'll be links to the Modern Mystery School, where, of course, she is listed as a guide and a teacher. And there's also a link to her personal website, limitless-light.com. And you'll want to visit that for events and information and sessions, because sessions can be held live and remotely as well. Am I correct on mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, we have some healings I can do long distance. Some need to be done in person. And then I do teach some of the classes. I have some classes that I teach via, you know, Zoom,
mm-hmm.
So online or in person. And I also travel. I think you might remember this, because it's been hard to track me down sometimes.
Yes.
I travel all over teaching the classes. So, in many ways, if people want me to come in and teach and do healings wherever they are, I'm so glad to do that. I do that very often. People call me and say, hey, I've got a group of people that are interested in some healings and classes. Would you be willing to come? And I always say, of course.
Well, and speaking of some of the classes that you have coming up, you're working on a course, the Universal Kabbalah Program, that you will be offering in the future. And let's talk about that a little bit. First of all, let's give the listeners an idea of what Kabbalah is. What is Universal Kabbalah? I know you only have a few minutes again, right? No, I'm just kidding.
sometimes people, some people may have heard the word Kabbalah from the Judaic tradition. The Universal Kabbalah, again, comes out from through the Mystery School. And these are very deep mystical teachings from about how to truly know thyself, how to have this, you know, internal journey within ourselves where we literally climb the tree of life. And there's science, too. One of the reasons I was attracted to Universal Kabbalah is both science and art. Mm-hmm. It combines all of that. And I have, of course, science-y background. So that caught my attention. And it is when we do Universal Kabbalah, it is not, there's no dogma. Okay, mm-hmm. It draws from all of these ancient mysteries. Mm-hmm. And we learn to be able to incorporate these teachings within our life. So it's not just academic. And we actually immerse it. We work with the energies of the tree of life on these very deep levels so that we can grow with the patterns. The tree of life is a growing, living construct or concept, and it's actually present in everybody right now. So when we learn to work with those energies, we can really start to fully manifest in our own lives. It is a 10-month course, but it is one of the ones that really is empowering if you really want to begin to know yourself on this very deep level. But also, knowing yourself is part of it, and really being able to get out the blockages or any of those things that are stopping your soul's progression in the light. That's mm-hmm. really important. We want to be able to also manifest, right? We want to be able to create lives of beauty and joy and health and happiness and share that with our loved ones, our friends, and our family. Mm-hmm. And so we actually get practical tools to do that.
Yeah, and I look at the tree of life as like a blueprint for each and every being. You know, I talk a little bit about our DNA when I chat with my clients and the tree of life, and I don't know anything compared to what you know and what is available out there as far as the Kabbalah program goes, but I think it's really an excellent opportunity for people to really transform themselves from the inside out, right?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, the tree of life is it's our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly our DNA. It also is our body. It also connects to our body. And then through the tree, it also connects to the divine.
Mm.
So when we work with it, we're working with all aspects of ourselves, our body, our soul, our spirit, our divinity, you know, our physicality, the elements. There's parts of it that are very shamanic as we're studying it. And yet it elevates us, you know, to these higher levels of consciousness. Because right now, for many of us, there's so many masks we're wearing. And sometimes it's hard to tap into our true and authentic self, that mm-hmm. divine being within us that should feel and know love and be able to express love.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's all about. And everything that's going on in the headlines today, it seems like it would behoove all of us to take this course or something like it in order to be more present with peace, love, and mindfulness.
I wanted to jump in on that. Where peace on earth, the mission statement of the school is peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the goal for all the classes. But peace begins within.
Absolutely.
It has to start from internal. And when it's internal within us, we spread that. Our energy flows out and touches everyone around us. So the first place we begin with peace is internally. Mm-hmm. And then we can spread that out. And you are so right. We're living right now. There's so much transition going on in the world. And I know for me personally, you know, so many people are operating out of fear. And it limits our thinking and our choices because everything becomes out of fear. And we have to transmute this. We have to. And the way we do that is we start internally really getting that centeredness, right? Really being able to stand firmly in the tree of life you know, fully embracing all of these divine aspects and then flow that energetically out to everyone who comes in contact with us and to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
We want to flow that out.
Right. Okay. So we're down to the wire here. We have just about a minute left. And a question, does someone have to have taken any of the other classes through the Modern Mystery School, or can they just jump right in and take the Universal Kabbalah program or the Empower Thyself program?
The Empower Thyself, it is a path. It is a school. So there are prerequisites.
Okay.
And the first thing is we would like everyone to get the life activation.
Okay.
Because that really starts to light up that DNA mm-hmm. and help us actually figure out what it is we want to do and which direction we want to go in.
Right.
Then for the Universal Kabbalah, the requirement is the 2-day Empower Thyself class.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the framework mm-hmm. and the basic understanding of everything that we move on to from there. And then the next would be the Universal Kabbalah.
Awesome. All right. Well,
or Healers Academy. There's a variety of paths within the school. So it's really what someone with their soul draws them to.
Awesome. 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 Okay. Well, Barbara, first I just want to say thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with me and the listeners. And thank you for the healing opportunity that you presented for me in my life a few months ago. I'm so appreciative and grateful. I could tell you so much more online. And I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a quick thought they can take out into the day to them empower themselves. What would that be for you?
Love. Mm. Feel the love flowing through yourself. Mm. Let that divine love flow through you.
Mm. I'm receiving and sending it right back to you. So thank you.
Thank you.